what this was supposed to be. It was supposed to be a message about physical healing. But God kind of showed me a lot of different stuff about what was really going on here. And it wasn't just healing. And what we're going to look at here, it was more about expanding the kingdom of God than it was healing. Anybody want to turn to Matthew chapter 4, 23? Okay, I'm going to read 23 through 25 here. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee, and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and all, and from Judea, and from beyond the Jordan. What we see here is we see healing was kind of a side effect of what we're seeing here, because Jesus went out about all Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. He was expanding the kingdom of God, and then the healings came forth. He just wasn't out just walking around healing people. He was bringing forth the message of the kingdom of God. He was expanding God's kingdom. Jesus was very kingdom-minded. Probably that's the only thing he was kingdom-minded, you know. And all four Gospels are all about expanding the kingdom of God. All four Gospels are about the life, the teaching, the preaching, the healing of Jesus. They're all about a conversion from the Old Testament to the New, because the Old Covenant is now fading away. The New Covenant is beginning to take place. The kingdom of God is being advanced. And so that's what's happening as we, the Bible as a whole, as a matter of fact, but what we're going to look at is healings that happened. Then we're going to look at Matthew 9, chapter 35, or verse 35 and 36. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Again, we see Jesus is going about in the synagogues. He's teaching and preaching. He's preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. And then we see healing comes forth again as he is spreading the word. This was really, because when I started to do this study, I was looking at physical healing and basically how physical healing was manifested. That's what I was looking to find out, why, when, and how physical healing was manifested. And it, God brought it to light to me that it wasn't when necessarily we wanted it or people are begging for it, or, you know, it's when the kingdom of God was going forth is when these things were taking place.
After effects.
Yeah. Chapter 8, verses 7 through 13. Anybody want to read?
Of whom?
Matthew.
Matthew 8,
what? 7
through
13.
Can you read it?
Sure. You got the King James?
Yeah. Matthew 8, 7 through 13. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said unto them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, as thou hast believed, so it be done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour.
When I first looked at this healing, I viewed it as a great faith had brought forth healing. And I viewed it as a message of authority, which it is both of those. But after I was involved in this study on the advancement of the kingdom of God, you can look at this. This guy is like a powerful general in the Roman army, you know, and he's not somebody that the people don't pay any attention to. When this guy speaks, people are listening. You know, when he's talking, he has people's attention. You know, what he says carries some weight among the people. You know, he's not just a flunky bum, you know, preaching Jesus. He's a person that, you know, people are listening to. And his opinions hold a lot of weight. And as he brings his opinion, then the people will listen to him and they'll take his opinion even farther. And that was kind of amazing as I looked at that. You know, it really didn't hit me like that until I was looking at the furtherance of the kingdom of God. You know, so, you know, obviously the servant was healed. You know, so we are seeing, you know, this guy, he could go tell 10,000 people that this dude Jesus just healed his servant that was getting ready to die. And they're going to listen, you know, because he has that kind of authority. That's where he's at. That was very interesting to me. Matthew chapter 8, verses 16 and 17. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and cast out spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Elias the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness. Okay, one thing that we see here, how Jesus was furthering the kingdom of God, was that an Old Testament prophecy was being fulfilled. You know, and this was to the Jews. You know, the Jews would have known this testament, or this prophecy from the Old Testament, because they were experts in the Word. You know, so he was bringing forth the kingdom of God through fulfilling a prophecy in the Old Testament. He was being kingdom-minded. He was constantly serving to advance the kingdom. He was bringing glory to the Father, which brings advancement to the kingdom of God. He was always walking toward what was next. He wasn't doing what was back here. He was going forth, taking the kingdom of God with him. And we should be doing that. That's what we should be doing. You know, we always look at healing. God, we want healed. We want healed. We want healed. Okay? But do we say, God, what's your will first? How do I advance your kingdom? How does this bring glory to you? You know, how may your life and your love be expanded to people in darkness through this? You know, do we do that, or do we just beg for what we ask? Yeah. You know, that's very interesting. You want God's miracles? Do you want God? Matthew 14:14. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them. And he healed their sick. Okay? Here we see Jesus moved with compassion toward the multitudes. He wasn't just healing because he wanted to heal them and so they could all feel good and because he was, you know, loving. He was moved with compassion for these people. You know, these are the people who are following him. You know, these are the people who are, every time one breaks away, go back to their own home, or their own village, their own town, they're taking his words. You know, they are expanding the kingdom of God. Every time a family group, you know, has to leave, somebody has to go back to their job, or somebody has to go back to school, or whatever, they are taking the teaching of Jesus Christ with him. They're taking the compassion that Jesus had upon the people. They're taking the love he had for them. They're taking the confirmation of the miracles that Jesus is doing. They are taking the expanding of the kingdom of God with them every time one of these people leaves. You know, and it's pretty interesting how you can see the expanding of the kingdom of God in here. And there's not so many words in it, but if you read the stories, you look at the events that were taking place, the multitudes that were gathered, you know, these people were all... Eventually, they had to go back home. You know, eventually, they had to go back to their daily lives. You know. Okay, Matthew chapter 15, verses
30-31. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, and the lame to walk, and the blind to see. They glorified the God of Israel.
This is really interesting. They were being healed and cleansed of diseases, all this good stuff. The lame, the blind, the dumb, the maimed, and many others. Okay, and when all these people saw it, like all these people who brought these people to Jesus, they all saw it. They glorified God. Let's look at it like an analogy of right out here today, people were bringing their lame, their blind, their dumb, their deaf, people, you know, wheelchairs, all this, and they were all being healed and they were all being made whole again. As people went out from here, as, you know, like the people who were healed and the people that brought the people that needed healed, as they went out from here, they would be bringing the message of the kingdom of God, bringing glory to God. You know, a lot of them would probably run out, praise God, you know, be on their knees next to the street, and somebody would be walking by and say, look at this freak.
Yeah.
You know, and the next day at work, though, they'd be telling their buddies, you know, you should have seen this freak out there on their knees, praising God, you know. Even though, you know, this guy wasn't intentionally expanding the kingdom of God, he would be doing it. Because the zeal that these people would have had in glorifying God, the love that they would have had in glorifying God, the fellowship they would have had in glorifying God, all these would have been a witness to all the people around, you know. So that was really pretty interesting also. Okay, here's my favorite one in Matthew. It's chapter 12, verses 10 through 14. And behold, there was a man which had his hand withered, and they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days, that they might accuse him? And he said unto them, what man shall there be among you that shall have a sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Then said he to the man, stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched forth, and it restored whole like as the other. And the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how that they might destroy him. Okay. One note I made here is that Jesus extensively confirmed to the Jews that his kingdom was coming to earth. You know, he did this by, you know, when they were asking him questions, you know, he would answer them with like another question possibly that they couldn't answer, or he would perform miracles for them on Sundays. He was confirming that their Old Testament was passing away, and the new covenant was replacing the old one. And the reason that Jesus did this for the Jews so much, and I realized this morning, I didn't have this 2 weeks ago when I preached, that the reason he confirmed it so much to the Jews and the Pharisees, because they were the people that were called to be the leaders of the people, and if he could get it through their heads, then they could go and get it through someone else's heads. You know, these were also people of stature, people of education, you know, people of standing in the community, you know, and they were called to be the leaders of the people. And that was one of the reasons why he so extensively needed to reach the Jewish leaders, the ones that wanted to kill him. And then, this is my favorite part of this, they actually held a council talking about Jesus, you know, and I'm pretty sure this is one where they said, hey, if we don't stop this guy, the whole world's going to be following him, you know. How many of these leaders do you believe were there when Jesus healed maybe 10? How many were in the council? You know, say if there was 10 leaders there when Jesus performed this healing, that was a witness to them and furthered the kingdom through them. But as they had this council, they all had to come together and they all had to come to the conclusion. You know, we got this guy performing all these miracles and we need to do something because everybody's going to be following. So the first, the 10 heard, and then the 100 heard the same thing. And they weren't saying, well, we think he might have did this. They said, he did this. You know, so that was confirming to them that, you know, this guy is performing miracles. How many of that 100 may have possibly believed and began to look at Jesus in a different light than what they had? You know, the whole council had to probably vote on something.
Just like you're saying, it's like, you know, whether it's the religious leaders or whatever, like, God's light will come and people will see what they do with that, you know, it depends on what we do with it.
Well, you know, and another message right there, a little side story of that is, Jesus was confirming that he wasn't under their religious yoke.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he was going to heal this guy on the Sabbath. Their religious yoke said, don't. He yeah. said, that ain't happening in this kingdom.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, and people think like, oh, he's doing miracles and they don't like it. It's not because there's no problem with miracles. It's because what he's doing shows everything they're doing is wrong, you know. And that's the main thing.
Okay. So I'll turn to Mark. Chapter 3, verses 2 through 5.
And they watched him, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. And he said unto, and he saith unto the man, which had the withered hand stretched forth, and he saith unto them, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days, or to do evil, to save life, or to kill? But they held their peace. And you said 5 too, right?
Correct.
And when he had looked around about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he saith unto the man, stretch forth thy hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other.
Okay. Again, we see Jesus here dealing with the Pharisees and their religion, right? And again, he's showing them he's not under their religious background, right? And as he does that, he is bringing a powerful message that his kingdom was beginning to be established on earth. It was growing. People were, more and more people were beginning to follow. More and more people were beginning to believe. And I would bet that a lot of the Pharisees probably did believe when they began to see these things. But they probably denied Christ for fear of the Jews for the sake of tradition, which is too bad. You know, we all need to be kingdom-minded. We all need to be looking to advance the kingdom. If you looked at your life yesterday, was your life advancing the kingdom? Or was your life advancing your own kingdom? How about you, Lloyd? Yesterday, was your life advancing the kingdom of God? Or was it advancing Lloyd's kingdom? Was it advancing Trixie's kingdom?
She got some presents, but I didn't get to talk to anybody yesterday about the Lord.
Yeah.
I did Friday, though.
Yeah. You know, that's what we all need to be. How about you? Yesterday, was your life advancing the kingdom of God? Or was your life advancing your own kingdom, Hannah's kingdom?
Well, we need to know, too, that it's not... You don't have to witness to events. I mean, are you spending time with God?
That's right. Are you spending time with God? Are you praying? Yeah. Are you praying for God's kingdom to be expanded? Are you praying for believers to be saved, healed, delivered?
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of way to expand the kingdom of God. You know, not all of it's gonna accompany miracles. Did you talk on the phone to somebody that you had a grudge with and tell them you're sorry?
No.
Did you?
No.
Did you nurse your grudge you had with this person for 6 months?
No.
Just sick of seeing them, don't want to talk to them, sick of dealing with them?
I talked with God about doing stuff.
Yeah. That's where you do advance the kingdom of God. You know, because as you look to talk to God. You know, you're not only looking to talk to God about things, you're looking for counsel from God. You know, because God's not just into hearing people's problems. He's into helping people with them. You know, so obviously, you know, if you're praying about some things, you know, you're trying to advance the kingdom of God. And that's where it's at. That's where Jesus was at constantly. When all these things were coming forth, these healings, these miracles, you know, every one of them that we're looking at here served to advance the kingdom of God. And I bet you if we looked at a lot more of them, we could see other ways that the kingdom of God was being furthered by it. Let's look at Luke chapter 9, verse 6. Okay, and it says, the disciples, and when they departed, they went out through all the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Okay. First of all, it says, they went out preaching the gospel. You know, that was their that was what they were doing. They were out preaching the gospel, and they were healing. You know, they weren't just out healing. They were advancing the kingdom of God. You know, we're constantly seeing that through and through the Bible, that the kingdom was being advanced through all through the Old Testament, where we see it, all through the New Testament, we see it. That's what this book, it's a huge theme in this book. Every time in the Old Testament, when somebody was thrown into the lion's den or chucked into the fire, you know, people saw these things, you know, proclaimed, your God is the only way, you know, as these people saw healing, you know, when they were preaching this. You know, if I'm preaching to you, Jesus saves, and then you see her eyes open and she can walk, and, you know, Lloyd performing, he's out preaching the good news everywhere, you know, it's going to hold.
Dogs and animals.
Yeah. It's gonna stick with you, you know, and you're going to go out telling somebody else about it. You're not going to be able to keep that to yourself. You are going to, it's going to be overflowing from you. We're constantly seeing the kingdom of God being pushed forward. 9-11. Here again we see, and the people, when they knew it, followed him and received him, and he spake to them of the kingdom of God and healed him, them that were in need of healing. Again, we see, first of all, the gospel of the kingdom of God is being brought forth. We see them preaching of the kingdom, and then comes the healing. You know, we're constantly seeing the gospel being brought forth. That's what we're seeing through healing, and we can see that through other things in the Bible also. The gospel being brought forth through the feeding of the 5,000, the feeding of the 4,000, you know, the miraculous catch of fish. You know, we're constantly seeing the kingdom of God being advanced, but we're just, this just began as a study on healing, like I said before, and it just turned out, wow, this is, you know, this wasn't really just about their healing at all. You know, this was about the kingdom.
So basically, you're saying, preach the word of God, and amazing things happen.
As you bring forth the word of God, as you bring, move to build up the kingdom of God, as you move to advance the kingdom of God, that's when God will move through you. It's not when you sit and be a couch potato, you know, watching The Simpsons. You know, who knows what kind of demonic kingdom you're building up like that. You know. Yeah, you know, that's not when, it's not when you're going to see the great things of God, you know.
It's just the basic concept of signs and wonders, how the preaching of the word. That's what it is.
There's a big part of that. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, I know what you're saying.
Well, I'm not just talking about the preaching of the word here. I'm just, you know, the kingdom of God being expanded as a whole, which by preaching, healing, you know.
Yeah, but all, whether it's the preaching or the healing, it's all pointing to draw people to God, not just people healed and then send them on.
That's right. Send them on the way healed. Yeah. Like the 11, or the 10 lepers.
Right.
There's 10 lepers. God healed them all. Or Jesus healed them all. One came back and thanked him. What did he say to them? Weren't all 10 healed? Where's the other 9? They're all getting drunk.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, it says in the 11th came back, he was made whole. That just healed the whole.
Yeah. You know, there was all ten of them were healed, cleansed. You know, but only one came back. Now we're going to look at John chapter 11, verse 43.
And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth."
Okay. Now we need verses 45 to 48.
45 to 48?
Yep.
Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and seen the things that Jesus did believed on him. And some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them the things Jesus had done. Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees to council and said, "What do we? For this man doeth many miracles. We let him thus alone, all men will believe on him. And the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation."
Okay. First of all, we see the healing here first, right? Probably the most famous healing in the Bible. You know, even though there were other dead people that were raised, this is probably the most famous healing in the Bible. I don't know. But in my opinion, I guess it probably is. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did, they believed on him. The kingdom of God is being advanced. Constantly the kingdom of God is advancing through these things. You know. Okay, it says some believed, then it says, but some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. You know, even though they weren't trying to, inadvertently, they were spreading the kingdom of God. They were taking the message of what they had seen happen, and they were, again, bringing it to the Jewish leaders. You know, the Jewish leaders, some of them obviously were going to believe. You know, obviously not all, but again, we see it preached to the Jewish leaders, you know, because they are supposed to be the ones that lead the people. Here again, they have a council and said, "What do we do? For this man doeth many miracles." You know, here again, you know, how many of the Jews seen it? How many of them heard about it? But during this council, all the Pharisees had probably were joined together. And here again, they're all talking about Jesus again doing miracles. You know, here he is. What are we going to do about it? You know, this is real. What are we going to do? This is real. You know, it's not no fake gimmick trick. You know, this is real. You know, obviously there was some belief coming out of this. The kingdom of God was constantly going forth. You know, no matter. And here is really where the kingdom of God really went forth. It said, "If we let this man alone, all men will believe on him. And the Romans shall come and take away our place and nation." And, one of them named Caiaphas, being high priest that same year, said unto them, "You know nothing at all, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole world,
the whole nation
perish not." And this spake he not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for the nation. Okay? This guy's prophesying this.
Yeah.
The death of Christ. And he's not meaning this in a good way when he's thinking it in his head. But God, as he's prophesying this, God's prophesying the death of Christ on the cross, which was going to be the number one thing that was going to further the kingdom of God in all eternity. The death of Christ on the cross. You know, that way believers can come to him. These guys had bad intentions, you know, but the kingdom of God was being advanced, you know. That's all I have to speak about this today. Thank you, God, for this. In Jesus' name, amen.